Welcome to morning prayer on Monday, the 6th of April. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving power among the nations. Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be praise and glory forever. As a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, your only Son was lifted up that he might draw the whole world to himself. May we walk this day in the way of the cross and always be ready to share its weight, declaring your love for the whole world. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you. Now and forever. Amen. Blessed are those who consider the poor and needy. The Lord will deliver them in the time of trouble. The Lord preserves them and restores their life, that they may be happy in the land. He will not hand them over to the will of their enemies. The Lord sustains them on their sick bed. Their sickness, Lord, you will remove. And so I said, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil about me, asking when I shall die and my name perish. If they come to see me, they utter empty words. Their heart gathers mischief when they go about. They tell it abroad. All my enemies whisper together against me. Against me they devise evil, saying that a deadly thing has laid hold on me and that I will not rise again from where I lie. Even my bosom friend, whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. But you, O Lord, be merciful to me, and raise me up, that I may reward them. By this I know that you favour me, that my enemy does not triumph over me. Because of my integrity you uphold me, and will set me before your face for ever. Blessed be the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. O Lord, be merciful to me. God, our deliverer, raise up the poor and comfort the betrayed. Through the one who for our sakes became poor and whose betrayal brought our salvation, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. We preach Christ crucified, the power of God and the wisdom of God. By your holy cross you have redeemed the world. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Let us pray. We pray that today we can offer ourselves and our tasks up to you, O Lord, our God. We pray for the suffering in the world, for those whose sickness is intolerable, for those in hunger, for those in need, for those at war. We pray for our church. We pray for each other, that we will strengthen each other and bear each other's weaknesses and fears. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Compassionate God, support and strengthen all those who reach out in love, concern and prayer for the sick and the distressed. In their acts of compassion, may they know that they are your instruments. In their concerns and fears, may they know your peace. In their prayer, may they know your steadfast love. May they not grow weary or faint-hearted for your mercy's sake. Amen. Standing at the foot of the cross, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us in the traditional form. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May Christ, who bore our sins on the cross, set us free to serve him with joy. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.